Hello, my degenerate friends. So a day ago, my erotica mind called me to the mat to take F. Scott Fitzgerald's Take the Plunge questionnaire. Since she is my sweetest friend in the GWA family of brands, I will take this questionnaire. I just got home from work. I'm really tired. So, let's light this candle. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? You know, I would really have to say the quality of the voice. Honestly, like, I don't masturbate to audio. Of course there are certain exceptions, but like for me, I kind of use it as like an erotic, like ASMR kind of thing to kind of just like, I don't know, bliss out to here and there. But definitely the voice, someone who has like a really, I don't know, calming, soothing, sexy voice is always good. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you've never told another living soul. No one. Not another person. Ooh, fuck. This is a tough one. Well, I'm sorry, my dog thinks I'm talking to him instead of audio porn people. One thing about me sexually I've never told another living soul. That's really tough because I tell people everything. Oh, there is one thing. It's, fuck it, I'll tell the story. So I, this gal wanted me to come have sex with her. And we, you know, we're hooking up through a insidious back channel means. And I was like, okay, cool, you know, photos were there, you know, whatever. She was a little bit older. Well, the age she had posted was a little bit older than mine. Which is cool because like I really enjoy women who are maybe a little bit older than me. Always have. So she gives me the address and I show up. And it's an assisted living facility. Now, like, I definitely don't want to be an ageist here or anything. Like, not my, like, you know, not my intent. But, I mean, you roll up, like, ready to fuck to a, like, nursing home. It's really, I don't know, it's kind of a, it's a little bit of a boner kill. So, I was like, well, what do I do? Like, I mean, do I go in? Like, you know, people in assisted living situations need sex too. So, yeah, I went ahead and went through with it. It was kind of weird and awkward and I guess Astroglide, she's allergic to it. That's all I'm going to say about that one. That was an interesting day in the life. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? I really don't have one that I'm embarrassed or ashamed of. I mean, I've pretty much, you know, as far as a sexual fantasy thing, I've gotten to live out many of them. Not really ashamed. I just told you I had sex with someone in a nursing home. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? Probably when I'm going down on someone and like they're screaming like, don't stop, I'm coming, while they're like shoving my head like into their pussy. So like that would really be a blow if I lost that. That's incredibly hot when you're smashing someone's brain with pleasure and they just like fucking lose it. If I got a PM saying, "Hey, heavy metal lovers, real name, I recognize your voice. I know this is you. How do you think you would feel, react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend?" Oh, a standard friend. Well, I mean, I always, you know, when I started posting here, it was kind of, I always kind of had, you know, I have the assumption that there probably are some people here that I know. Like, if someone that I knew discovered my work, I would say, "Well, did you like it? I did. I'm pretty proud of the product that I put out. And I would hope that they enjoy it too." Even a male friend, objectively. "Did you like it, pal?" So, yeah. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? I tend to have a really like disarming and kind of playful personality, like out on the date. So I don't know, it's really easy for me to get people to put their guard down because I don't know, like I suffer from anxiety and you know, I don't want other people to feel uncomfortable. So I always try and maybe be a little like self-deprecating or use humor or something like that, just to, you know, like relax someone a little bit, and you know, then you can have like a better conversation if you're not all uptight on a first date or fuck or otherwise. What would my friends say is the absolute best aspect of my personality? Well, that assumes that I have friends and a good aspect of my personality. I don't know. My friends, I don't know, I tend to be pretty quick, like with a quip. I'm a pretty witty person. I don't like jokes. I think that's kind of like easy, but if you can do like observational situational humor, that's a fucking skill. That's brains, baby. When flirting here on GWA or IRL, what aspect of the other person will draw you in most and fire your interest? I mean, honestly, if you're witty and you're smart, and I hear you having like an interesting conversation with your friends or whomever you're with, that really draws me. Like, I have got to have mind sex with someone before I have like real sex with someone. Well, no. For someone who I'm like interested in like actually having a relationship with, like mind sex is really, really important. Otherwise, you know, just I don't really care. Women, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? That's a good one. Men, what's the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? I've pulled some strange in my day, buddy. It would probably have to be a person and not like an inanimate object, because I don't know if I've done that. And finally, name a member of the GWA community who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I would love everyone to take this questionnaire, even though it was posted a year ago, but Erotica, she brought it back. Good job, gal. That is all from me. Take care, guys.